Yorkton. Anyone doubting there is confidence in the future of the canola industry need look no farther than announcements made in Yorkton over the last few years. Richardson International Limited announced a significant investment in their canola crush plant in Yorkton in 2021 to double its processing capacity to 2.2 million metric tons annually. And now Louis Dreyfus Company, LDC, has announced it will expand its canola crushing facility here. The facility's new capacity will be over 2 million metric tons, which is more than double its current capacity. Simply put, that means a massive amount of canola will need to be consistently grown in the years ahead within hauling distance of the two Yorkton-based facilities. Now that doesn't ensure a reasonable return on the cost of production for farmers moving forward, but it does at least mean competition for canola with the plants situated roughly within a long stone's throw on each other. When it comes to the future of canola, like many things, the crystal ball is rather cloudy. For example, a couple of weeks back I wrote about plans stateside by Corteva Agriscience, Bunge and Chevron USA Inc. announcing a collaboration to produce winter canola in the southern United States. There is a belief there is potential to grow up to 10 million acres in that region within 7 to 9 years. Those new acres could be a game changer in terms of canola supplies. There is the biofuel sector which could absorb added production, but governments are rattling sabers in ways that could thwart growth in that area. German Environment Minister Steffi Lemke says she will soon send proposals to cabinet for the country to withdraw from the use of crop-based biofuel to achieve reductions in greenhouse gases. And, in the U.S. a recent government announcement indicated that country will subsidize its biofuel producers with a blender's credit, but only for biofuels crushed or distilled in the United States. That is certainly a door closing for biofuel production in Canada with an export target of the USA. As usual, government protectionism can quickly muddy production markets. And let's not forget the Canadian government looking at whether fertilizer use mandates are needed. While policy geared toward greenhouse gas emission reduction should generally been seen as positive, reducing fertilizer usage that would impact human food production and biofuel sources as well, should be far down any list in terms of new policy initiatives. Ultimately, Yorkton is a beacon in terms of future canola interest, but it will not necessarily be a smooth road on the way to the commodity's future.